where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The Blue Water Health Foundation has announced the keynote speaker for its 10th annual gala this year. Foundation Executive Director Kathy Alexander says a Sarnia-born celebrity will headline the event at Chris Hadfield Airport.
But we are so thrilled to announce that David Chilton, another incredible hometown hero, is going to be the keynote speaker at this year's Foundation Gala to be held May 9th at the Badger Hangar in Sarnia.
Chilton is known for his best-selling book, The Wealthy Barber, and is also a former dragon on the CBC's Dragon's Den. Proceeds from this year's gala will benefit the redevelopment of Bluewater Health's cancer clinic. Last year's sold-out event with Dr. Haley Wickenheiser raised about $88,000 toward the project. Tickets are available through the Bluewater Health Foundation. The Rotary Club of Sarnia Bluewaterland is inviting community groups to apply for grant funding. Its spring intake is now open. The club typically doles out around $10,000 in the spring and fall to organizations looking to make a positive difference and improve the quality of life in Sarnia Lambton. Club spokesperson Marie Watson says areas of focus include education, environment, scholarships, basic needs, and patient services.
In the past, we've funded equipment for different organizations, funding requests for Literacy Lambton for books. And I think the organizations are best to understand what they need in terms of extra funding.
Watson says the grants wouldn't be possible without the generosity from the community. The money comes from events like the annual book sale, art in the park, meat raffles, and bingo. More information can be found on our website. Four children and two adults are dead and a seventh person was injured in what Ottawa police have called a mass shooting. One person was arrested and police say there's no ongoing threat to public safety. Police were called to a townhome just before 11 last night where they discovered the bodies. Officers are still trying to figure out the relationship between the suspect and victims. Ontario's finance minister says the province's budget will be presented on March 26th. Peter Bethlenfalvy says it doesn't include a tax increase. The document will outline how the government is rebuilding Ontario's economy without raising taxes and fees or putting more burden on businesses and municipalities. And a recent survey found staff at women's shelters and transition homes across Canada are burned out, underpaid, and overburdened with administrative work. According to Women's Shelters Canada, 30% of respondents felt overwhelmed by their workload and were thinking about leaving their jobs. The national nonprofit says 66% of respondents earned less than $50,000 a year, and nearly a third said they worked a second job to make ends meet. Sunny this afternoon, northeast wind gusting to 40, high of 12. A few clouds tonight, a low of 2. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.